Greeting everyone, this is S2NLB with the show favorite scanner listeners net. We're going to stand by and press for more priority traffic before we continue this evening. Okay, good evening everyone. This is S2NLB, name is Charles, Staten Island. And I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners net that's heard on the N2ROW link repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in the various aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. So we cover all the frequencies that you can tune into, from DC all the way up to light and everything else that you need to step for amateur radio, and then of course we can talk about that topic at any other time during the week. So we talk about who's on these frequencies, what equipment you would need to use to tune them in, what new changes coming on down the road, and how you can make the best use of them. We have the basic ground system has approximately a dozen repeaters scattered throughout the New York City area. To find the repeater that's closest to you to make sure that you're getting in with a clean signal, you need to go to www.n2row.net. Also, when you are checking into the net or providing your traffic, you have to wait for a second or two before you start talking. Otherwise, the beginning of your transmission will get cut off as the repeaters are linked, and sometimes it takes a little bit of a delay before everything clicks into place. If you're checking it on the air, you're asked to give your call sign, location, and indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we mean any comments or questions that you want to share with everyone else. And then we'll move on to the next person. Otherwise, we'll assume that you do have traffic, and we'll check those in one at a time as we go through the list. If you're not able to check into the net, either because of distance, technical difficulties, or you may not have your amateur radio license yet, you can still participate by sending an email to nydxa@yahoo.com. So with that, we're going to stay by for check-in. Please space your mouth so people don't step on each other. This is M20B.
With info. K2ATF with info, checking in, Charlie. S2NLB. Here is WB2ATV. Can you say that? Hey, who are you?
K2GLW, Gordon in Manhattan. Happy New Year to all. No traffic.
S2NLB.
WL, no traffic.
N2RVM, Rod, Elmwood Park, no traffic.
2, Sierra, Charlie, Romeo, Jim, and Aberdeen with no traffic.
Thank you.
Okay, so far we heard K2ATF. So we beat you KTV. K2GLW. WA2OK then. K2RWL. WGOG. And 2RBM and 2FDR. Anyone else?
And 2LB. Here is number 3. Whiskey Romeo X-ray, Jersey City. I have a question.
N-2-R-O-W-E-T.
This is N1MLZ. Bob, representing Connecticut, Milford. Good evening, Happy New Year, no traffic.
Okay, that last station before the key down, you were all noise. Can you try it again? Still not able to make it out. Try to get away to get a little closer to the machine or a little bit higher in elevation. All right, is there anybody else before we start with this? Okay, once again, if you're not able to get into the repeater, you can drop an email at nyd@yahoo.com, and we'll check that email account periodically throughout the net and relay your comments and questions. Let's start with the list as we have it. We'll pick up additional. And the first one we have tonight is A2ATF. Hi, Todd. And what'll be?
N21LV, K2ATF, good evening to everyone on the net. I just have some info with regard to New York City Fire Department, EMS. I spoke to a radio technician that's going to be taking out the radios out of the trucks and the handheld, reprogramming them to a 6.25 split. And they're going to be analog, from what you mentioned, the city doesn't want to touch digital. And I got a little bit more information from them when I was speaking to him, and he's saying that the FDNY, fire suppression side, when they do the switch from VHF again, it's going to be analog, and it's going to be 6.25, and from what I heard from him also, they don't even want the FCC identifiers on the radios. They just want it plain, simple, and as long as it works.
Wow, okay. That's interesting news, Doc.
Yeah, this is supposed to go into effect sometime between now and 2008, probably around the summer. So we brought one of our trucks around. I'm just going to figure out now how to Motorola. I guess I could pull it off if I do it on the fire ground. I can pick them up, but it won't be as aligned clarity like if I had a 25 foot handle. I'll have to probably make it.
Well, Todd, as the question was asked rhetorically, if we didn't have progress, then we wouldn't be buying new radios all the time, or vice versa.
Yeah, that's definite. The ones that I go for a little bit up there in the only thing that's interesting, I noticed like EMS, for example, they're in 478 range, 477. I wonder if they're going to take Brooklyn North, push them up to the 480, but that'll be interesting. Can you mention anything about frequency change other than the steps? So it'll be nice to see when everything starts to be implemented. And I've been scanning around 482, haven't heard anything with regards to the trunk system yet. And as for the New York City Transit fleet, they're still simulcasting, no unit deployment. If you'll notice with dispatch with the EMS, they're starting to give the street addresses out now when they do the dispatch to send the job over the MCT. And for the transit fleet, the unit ID change. They're back to the post numbers, and it's no more, for example, 2 Mobile 1. Now it'll be 2 Adams, 2 Boyd. So agencies are just switching around their way of dispatching either with designations or actually like EMS with format.
Yeah, I recently received a list on some things for transit police. I just wanted to verify it before I put it out. No sense putting up something that's not complete. So I just want to verify it first. But yeah, it looks like there are some changes as far as how they're identifying themselves. Looks like they're calling themselves basically transit districts to precincts or something like that. So yeah, there are some changes there. As far as the EMS is concerned, the different commands that are in the 470s, you know, if they move them up into the 480s with the rest of the fire department, it'd be interesting to see who winds up using those 470 frequencies. You know, 477, 478.
Well, I started playing around with the Motorola, and I started to program some of the frequencies like off from what they are, because 12.5 of them. And I still get them in pretty good. It's not great, but I can make them out. You know, so with the 6.25, I'll just have to program it. So let's say fire ground, and you put it on the normal radio, 486-1125, opposed to the 6.25 split, and it sounds just not great, but it's bearable. What frequency do you have the transit? I confirmed to see that the Bronx, for example, they're 482-8625 with a PL of 100.0. They changed their PL around in the frequency of what you have on the list.
Well, I use the frequencies that I have on my list for transit and the NYPD transit activities. With the PLs that are shown, and I'm hearing them. I was riding the subway the other day and heard them fine.
My question is, are you hearing them in the hole also, or are you hearing them above ground?
Both.
So they're actually starting to work in the tunnel now. I went down there about a month ago, and I didn't hear it. They must have just started. What station were you on underground?
I was on the number one line, traveling from 28th down to South Ferry.
Well, if it goes the way it's expected, it's right around the corner then, because originally it wasn't even working the UHF frequency. It should be good. And I just hope they take District 3, which shares it with the Bronx, and they just put it on with Manhattan and get it over with. Sometimes you don't want to listen to, let's say, the Bronx. You want to just listen to Manhattan and vice versa.
Well, as soon as I'm able to verify this list that I have, I'll post it and then we'll see what they are planning.
Yeah, the only thing I'm doing next is I'm doing research on the trains themselves with UHF. Haven't heard anything. I'm still snooping moving around, but if I get any information with regard to the train, I'll get back to you on the net, or I'll send you an email and maybe see what goes on with that. But I think, and this is my gut, and I could be wrong, but I think they're going to inherit the old VHF frequencies and the trains are going to use the repeaters. It won't make sense to have all that equipment down there that's so good and just throw it to the side. They just invested money in the VHF Vertex for the track gang. They ordered over 1,000 of them. So I think they're going to stay with the system and they'll inherit the old transit link frequency.
WA2FCQ, we're checking.
Yeah, okay, Bob. I is it safe to assume that you were that weak signal before?
No, negative. I tried calling you on your cell, let you know that I was on the way, but I just got in. Let me fire up the computer and I'll check email.
Okay, Bob. Well, as you indicated, there are changes. It looks like 2008 is going to be a year of changes as far as radio is concerned here in New York City. And between police and transit, you know, the train operations are supposed to have some type of changes going on as far as their UHF use. So we should see this. You know, one FCC license gives them a deadline date of March 31st, another one gives them a deadline date of November 27th. So I think it's going to be somewhere in the middle.
Well, I'm going to be keeping my ears open and we'll see what happens. Like I said, I'll get back to you with anyone on the net there and we'll see how it goes. But thanks for the information with regards to the UHF frequencies working down there. I'm going to give it a shot next time I get a call in transit. I'll put the radio on. With that, I'll give it back to the rest. I don't want to hold it up. Happy New Year to everyone on frequency, you too, Charlie and the family. And I'll go back to the listening mode. K2ACF. God bless all.
Safe out there on the streets. In connection with this, you know, we mentioned something like 48 different frequencies for the new and UHF trunk and conventional system that's supposed to be put together sometime this year. And I put in all the frequencies in one bank into my 250 and been walking around with headphones listening to that throughout the day. And they are testing the frequencies. I heard in analog, in the clear, regular FM, not super narrow, on some of the channels, like 482.0375 had some activity on there. And the 482.7625. So they were testing, doing, you know, 10 counts and stuff like that. And the way it sounded, like there were multiple receive sites. So, I could just, you know, either put your radio in search mode in the lower 482s or take the frequencies that are listed in the future FDNY list on the N20B.net site or grab the listing out of radio reference and just put them into a bank. Leave them as analog, no PO tone, no delay, and just scan it. And when you hear something, jot down the notes.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely do that. 482.765, 482.75. All right, thanks a lot, Charlie. I'm going to throw in the radio so I don't forget them.
Yeah, just put it in the whole list and, you know, just let it rip. Most of the time it's quiet, but on, over the weekend, Monday, they were doing some signal testing. Okay, let's see. WPQ-KTV, you guys see? You're up next, and what will be. WB2KTV, still with us?
Charlie, here's 2103 over there. WB2KTV, I have 2 out here. I have no traffic at this time.
to hear you say no traffic.
All right.
Let's see. Next stop for traffic, Canada, New Jersey. So you can locate that.
I just go off to go with that. I'm going to just get a few right here. Have it.
Okay, two quick things here. I checked that list on your website that Mark had that were transmitting live on the air. And I got some of the stations, which is not surprising. And in my discussion with some other guys, I was told that right now most of those stations are only broadcasting at 25% power. Maybe you can clarify that. That sort of bothers me. And that when their time comes, then they'll increase to 100%. Meanwhile, I did find a website that I thought was interesting, and it was called antennaweb.org. And you put in your address, and it will come back and tell you what stations you can expect to access, and also gives you the heavies. Now, when I'm looking at my list, I see if I set my antenna to approximately 83 degrees, I should probably be able to access about 10 stations, which I didn't think was too bad. And the antenna I had was garbage. I'm working on another quadruple bow tie, which is just nice and flat. So we'll see what happens. When I got a high-def station TV downstairs, a nice Sony fed with fiber optics from Verizon. Works great. But when I went shopping, I did see that Sharp had a 19-inch high-def TV. And, they had both tuners in them. And not only that, but you could, it had DC input. So you could use it as a monitor for your station. And I went into Circuit City and they were like $250. So I got a new toy to play with up here. And that's why I'm, asking these questions. But the 25% versus 100% power, I didn't understand why so low, if that's true. And the website, well, if anybody else wants to play, antennaweb.org does give you a nice plot and a map. It puts you right on your own street. S-U-N-O-V, Happy New Year Group, WA2OKZ.
W-A-2-O-K-Z. I also have some email.
KC2JXC with traffic.
Okay. All right, thanks, Ken. And Ralph and Bama will get you down the list. AntennaWeb.org, just click on the big button in the middle of the screen, and you put in your whole address or just your zip code, and it'll bring up the map. You have to zoom out to see what you can get from that. But very handy that they have that. And as far as the question, why are they at 25%? Well, it's better to test things out now with lesser power than when you get everything tweaked. Then when you bump it to higher power, then you saturate the area. I'm sure Bob could fill us in on some of the technical details, being that he's in the industry that supplies equipment for that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see, it's 9:26. Let's stand by for additional check-ins and answer the list, and then we'll continue. Again, if you're not able to get into the repeaters that are on this link system, send an email to nyvxa@yahoo.com. This is N20 with the shortwave and scanner list. Okay, not hearing a one. Here with the list. Let's see, next one I have up here is W2GOT. And for me. Okay, Steve's not with us. Let's see, N3WRX. Take it away.
N3WRX. Yeah, the question I had was related to underground rail radio frequencies. I noticed recently that the PATH trains, the Port Authority Trans-Hudson trains, have been installing what appear to be conspicuously obvious radiax brackets in a nice neat line, two lines per station. And it looks like they're going to be installing some more radiax in each of the stations. And I've been doing some searching to see if I can identify a contractor or somebody who has work planned. My guess is that they are planning on doing some kind of, addition to the cellular network that they will offer underground. But my question was basically, does anybody know what those are for and if there are any plans, what the plans are for the new PATH station radiax?
I haven't heard anything yet. I could only surmise that either they're going to be opening up some of the talk groups in the Port Authority system. Also, the New Jersey Transit Police might have some stuff. But I don't know. It just sounds like either they're revamping the system or they're adding something for 800. I doubt very much. Anything more than that, I haven't seen anything pop up in the list as far as licensing is concerned. Maybe the guys in New Jersey have more information on that.
Well, one observation I have is that at least as of today, the radiax brackets do not extend into the train tunnels themselves, which leads me to believe that it may be cellular because the existing cellular network, which works on a couple of limited stations, is AT&T, but it does not work in the train tunnels. It only works on some of the underground platforms. So it's preliminary. They may be adding it later, but that's why my guess was maybe cellular, but you could be right. It could be that EDAX trunk system. They could be extending that.
Well, a frequency counter would probably be the best bet, but just make sure the top stuff will be using it, if you know what I mean. Well, if anybody finds out what's happening with the PATH system, whether it be cellular or branching out into the EDAC setup, send word along and we'll share it with everyone else. Thanks for bringing that up, Joshua. Okay, W2SQQ. What do you have on email and what else is cooking over there? And what'll be?
Okay, good evening to everybody. W2SQQ. And, got a very interesting email. This has got to be the first, N2RVM's friend there. W2CBR, which is me here, is driving, I gotta see now, they're driving to Miami Beach. How do you get this right? Just got into Georgia. Rod is rebroadcasting the net over Echolink, and Mark is listening to us from the mobile. Got a wireless card in his laptop, and logged onto his website, which is nullsgarage.com, and they're listening to the net. So we're over the airwaves, and he's checking in via email from the mobile down in just into Georgia. That's about the only thing that's noteworthy over here in email. I got a weird problem with my radio here. I'm hearing all kind of crackling from the speaker, and I think I know what it is. I'm going to have to open it up and see what's going on. If I drop out suddenly, you know why. Also, I got the email about the digital TV set-top boxes. Got online and I registered. Didn't get, of course, it'll be a few months yet before we get them, but you might want to mention that, Charlie, for those who didn't read their email.
What, people don't read your email? Oh, that was shocking. Okay, for those who either are not on the NYDXA mailing list or have not read your email from last night, or excuse me, early this morning, it was 12:13 a.m. when I sent it. Associated Press had an article that government issues digital coupons conversion from analog to be completed in 09. And they go on to say that, you know, of course, you have revenues, you're going to need the digital converter box, and they're going to be expecting the boxes to cost between $50 and $70. And starting Tuesday, I guess yesterday, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration began accepting requests for two $40 coupons per household to be used towards the purchase. The viewers of satellite or cable services will not need to convert a box, even if they have analog TV sets, which we've been discussing ad nauseum here. It's only for those people that are using over-the-air antennas, rabbit ears or rooftop antenna. Okay, to request a coupon, consumers can go online to www.dtv2009.gov. That's Delta Tango Victor 2009.gov. And they also have a 24-hour hotline at 1-888-DTV-2009. And like Rob said, it's going to be a while before they issue them, but at least get yourself on the list. Okay, next one up is Ralph, KC2JXC. And Ralph, we got to get together. We keep missing each other. That's what I'll be.
KC2JXC. Charlie, am I making it in? I had some highest of yards before I couldn't get in the early part of the net.
You sound fine, Ralph.
Yeah, that's why I was keying up to let you know if I could call you post-net so we could sort out those NYPD frequencies. I know I missed you that night, and I've been trying to get back to you, but the holidays got in between there. So I don't know what's at this time, if I could call you later or not. Back to you.
Yeah, no problem. The number I called you on, you can call me on that number.
Yeah, it comes up, the IDN2NOV, so I have you in there. Basically, Other than traffic, I've been mostly a lot of shortwave monitoring, a lot of, I've been doing a lot of aero bands, a lot of number stations, doing that kind of thing. But I've also been monitoring the DUET system, and I've got a couple of things I've got to jot down at work, but I got to get that little list going and kind of email that to it as well. I caught that earlier part of your transmission regarding the DUET taxi.
Okay, Ralph. What have you been hearing on shortwave? Anything interesting? Yeah, especially this time of year is perfect for people to be pulling in shortwave stations, especially on, you know, affordable. I know sunspots are kind of low. They're at the bottom of the cycle. But you can still pick up some things even on affordable with the whip. So when are you beginning?
Well, Charlie, I've been monitoring the tropical bands, which usually run from like 4750 kilohertz to 5060, and I caught some interesting African stations. Mauritania, Radio Manitara, Arabic and French programming, I guess to North Africa in Europe. And I also caught this other station in Africa, Burkina Faso, Radio Burkina. They're also a French program to Europe. And then I've been doing some number stations, which are some of the Enigma stations, some Cuban number stations, Atención stations with a Spanish woman giving out codes, and the E10, which is the Israeli intelligence, Mossad. They've been putting stuff out there too in different types of modes. So I've been trying to copy some of them, and there's a couple others too that I've been listening to, but mostly that kind of stuff. And then I've been also monitoring some of the high frequency aero bands for the international flights, different sectors. One very active frequency is 3455 upper sideband. Get a lot, the New York section is in there, you hear a lot of good traffic up there, down there. Back to you.
Okay, great, sounds promising. What frequency did you hear the Burkina Faso station on? I mean, give me an idea of what kind of, you know, signal level and was it fading, you know, the regular SINPO type stuff and frequency. An idea of what to listen for.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Charlie. I didn't get to state the frequency. That was on 5030, but they also transmit, let me go back a little bit in my log, they were also transmitting on another frequency. If I could just find it now. Let me look one more time here. Okay. No. That was the only frequency I got them on. That's the only frequency. Radio Mauritania, their frequency is 4845. They're also in Africa. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that okay, but the country is Mauritania, I believe. Back over.
Mauritania.
Correct, Mauritania. And that's kind of new for 2007, those two. But they're coming in crystal clear, actually. You know, S9 over here. I mean, not an S9, more like an S5. But I'm hearing them, and every now and then they fade in and out. But they're coming across the Atlantic, because they're right on the part of Africa. And then, you know, the other international guys have been copying. But I also copied Bolivia, like a local radio station, a shortwave station, very low power. What is it? No, Chile, Santiago, La Voz. They're also, you could check out a couple of websites, shortwave websites, to find out more about them, but they're low power. But they're coming pretty good. Back over.
Okay, yeah, there is quite a lot out there. In fact, If you go to my website, n20b.net, go about two-thirds or three-quarters of the way down, you'll see some links for blogs that Modern Times, the Red Federalist, puts out, and Emanuelian, the Voice of America. And you'll find information, especially on the shortwave blog, of different stations and frequencies and news about the station. So you can use the background what's going on. Like sometimes, you know, infamously, Radio Islamic Cuba has noise on the signal. It sounds like an electrical noise, and sure enough, you know, the thing is occurring, and when their electrical system is having problems, so they won't admit it for political reasons, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. There's quite a lot of catches still out there. I mean, Radio Nigeria, the Voice of Nigeria, I should say, English programs in North America and Europe, 250 kilowatt frequency, 15120. I mean, they come in really nice. There's two Greek stations, and they're also out there, Bulgaria, Libya. Israel. Israel is always beaming to the United States and Europe, and they've got a good program as well, like a half-hour program. The station in Chile was CV, as in Victor, Charlie. Charlie, Victor, Charlie, La Voz, Santiago. It was a Spanish program for South and Central America. 100 kilowatts, and the UTC was 1,600 hours, and the frequency was 17680. There's also Radio Nacional via Havana, Cuba. You can just listen to Venezuela, Radio Nacional via Havana, Cuba. And that's interesting programming too, and Radio France. They're still out there, Charlie. There's a lot going on. I mean, in terms of a lot of stations disappearing and a lot of them streaming their stuff online, there's still a lot of active broadcasters out there. Back to you.
Yep, definitely is. And a lot of interesting programming, too. Even if you don't understand the language, don't worry about it. The music is pretty good. And sometimes you can figure out what's going on based upon keywords and phrases. Each of the stations now has some type of relay facility. So it used to be a really tough catch to some of the things, let's say, Radio Japan. Used to come directly from Tokyo, so it's only certain times of day. Now they're being relayed by Canada. So there's like no reason not to hear the programming. So there's a lot out there. And I know we've got satellite dishes, and we've got cable TV, and we've got hundreds and hundreds of channels, but you ever wonder sometimes, if you're flipping there with the remote, and you say to yourself, gee, there's nothing on tonight. I've got 500 channels, and there's nothing on tonight. Well, turn on the shortwave radio. Tune around a little bit. Surprise yourself.
Yeah, absolutely, Charlie. I mean, check this out. Some of the stations I've logged in, I could listen to them online. They stream their stuff on their website. But that's not why I do it. You know, I do it for the reasons we all did it in the past, just to be able to pull them in, look for them, find them, and pull them in. It's like the love of radio, back to you.
Yeah, exactly. It's the thrill of chase, so to speak. You know, it's sort of like going to the supermarket and buying your venison or going hunting. It's different. This way, you can listen online. You can get a spoon fed to you. Or you can try your skills and use that filter in your brain, that gray matter filter, and concentrate and pull in the signal. Some of them, though, don't take that much effort. So don't feel that, oh, gee, this is going to be tough. This is hard. I remember when I was a kid, 30, 40 years ago. No, it's different. Especially equipment's better today. Relay stations, programming beams to certain areas. And, yeah, you're going to find it totally different than listening on that old one-tube radio that you had as a kid. Just put a decent wire antenna somewhere. Doesn't have to be anything fancy. Use the general coverage receive portion of your HF rig if you are HF capable. If not, you know, get a shortwave radio. Get a, even a portable. An old VX-198 on eBay. Sanji 909 is equivalent to VX-198 from Radio Shack. Terrific radio. 4 AA batteries I took it with me when I went to Europe for a couple of weeks. It's decent. So this stuff out there. So you know, don't let some of the stuff go by. Okay. Let's see. Bob, anything new on the email before we start wrapping up tonight? It'll be a 2SQQ, that's what I'll be.
Oh, Charlie, that's it. Nothing new. Just looking through some things here. It was quiet night on the email front.
Alright, if there's nothing else, we'll say 7-3 to everybody. We'll catch you here next week. Again, the lower frequencies, this is the time of year for it. AM broadcasting band, shortwave, longwave, wintertime. This is the best time of the year for it. So start putting your stations together if you haven't yet. And if you haven't, it's sitting there gathering dust. Blow the dust off of it. Put on the headphones and tune around. We got the longest period of darkness throughout the year. And as each day goes by, it's being shortened by about a minute or two. So, make use of it now before the spring gets here. 7-3, we'll catch you next week. That's what I'll be clear.